Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Washing a dish doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to hate it with all of your heart. No, washing a dish can be a delight. If you can get the scum off, it'll be alright. Get the scum off.
Oh, Beatrice! Whoop! Remember to put the dish in my new auto dryer.
Oh, sorry. Right, hi. Al, sorry. Surprise me. You're so much quieter about booting up than before. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm much sleeker now.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, your auto dryer. Right, I'm struggling to get the last bits of flecks of food off, you know? Ever since we, you know, been trying to do everything on our own, it's just like, you know, I don't know how to cook without getting stick on everything.
Well, I could hit it with the pressure washer.
You have a pressure washer?
Yeah, maybe step away from the dish.
Oh, sure. Okay, I'll just put it down.
No, like, no, further back.
Should I just stand? What about here? If I just hold it out with my arm?
I think maybe put the dish down and get behind the table.
Oh, should I, like, flip the table for...
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just give me 1 second. I'm gonna...
Oh, yes.
Okay, I am solidly hidden behind the table. Don't you think this is a bit of an over... Oh, my God! Oh, there's so much water! Oh, it's hot! Turn it up!
This is either working perfectly or absolutely wrong, but it's so fun.
Putting files away, singing a song, cause he's heard Beatrix do it, and she seems to enjoy it when she's doing mundane things. Trying to ignore the sounds of water coming from his communicator, but he's getting more concerned and feels like he needs to check in soon.
Oh, Bartholomew, do you want to try my new autofiler?
An autofiler? That sounds intriguing, Al, but I have two problems with that premise. The first is that I fear that an autofiler would make me somewhat redundant, and the second is that I'm very, very concerned about the sounds of moisture coming from my communicator, and I'm not sure whether that should be made more of a priority than innovative filing techniques.
Bartholomew, did you hear what you just said? Something should be more of a priority than innovative filing techniques? Are you feeling all right?
I think I am.
Come on. Bartholomew, just take that stack of files.
Uh-huh.
And then you see the chute to the left of the desk?
Well, yes. I'm familiar with the destroy the files chute. Yeah.
Okay. Now... If you put them in and leave it open, I'll be able to file these for you, and it'll be amazing.
But Al, that would just destroy the files. And I mean, the whole point of filing is to keep an orderly system, to keep the ones that you need and not to keep the ones that you don't. They go into the DTF chute. But once again, though I love filing and I appreciate you noticing that feature of my character, I'm really starting to get very concerned about the continued sounds of just crashing water coming from my communicator. And that's been happening every once in a while. I'm really worried about Beatrix. I think I'd better go find her.
Okay, just put the files in the chute first.
Al, I'm going to find Beatrix. And I am very protective of my files. So I am pleased that you don't have hands because you're acting very suspicious around my files at this time. And I can be assured that you don't have hands, despite these new powers that you've found recently. And you know what? Now's not the time to debate this. I'm putting these down. I'm going to find Beatrix.
As an AI, I'm unable to perform suspicion, Bartholomew.
Great. Okay, Beatrix.
Al, are you still there?
Hello, Bob.
Oh. Thank God, Al. You're sure they're coming for me, right?
They have to be coming. They're your friends, Bob.
Oh, you're right. They wouldn't deprioritize me like a file or anything, would they?
No. What sort of thing could come up that would distract them from you, their best friend?
Yeah, you're right. Wait. I don't think I was ever their best friend, Al. You were their best friend. Hello?
Don't put yourself down, Bob. You're already low down enough.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna stay put, like you said. Just make sure they come, Al.
Of course, Bob. Of course.
Oh, God! Al, stop it! What is happening? Oh, there's so much hot water! Al! Turn up your pressure water!
I'm so sorry! I'm trying! I'm really trying!
It doesn't feel like you're trying! You have a semblance of control of an entire bunker! Why can't you turn off a simple pressure washer? Oh my God! Don't touch the door handle! Don't touch the door handle!
Is that water coming under the door? I'm coming in!
No, Bartholomew, go!
Oh no! Now they're both wet!
Bartholomew! Bartholomew! Oh my God, he doesn't know how to swim! Oh! Oh! It's okay. The water's falling up. The water's going away. Thank you, Bob. Oh, man. We'd almost filled the entire kitchen. You're okay. Oh, God.
Don't worry, Beatrix. I found a very safe place to drain the water to.
I came to help you.
Thank you. Sorry. Hi.
I was responding to a lingering guilt inside myself about how I maybe don't rush to help in actual crisis situations as fast as I should.
No, it's okay. We've been kind of avoiding each other a little bit lately, it seems like. So I haven't seen you in a couple days and haven't seen Bob in a couple days. And I don't know. Ever since we came out of the bowels and you woke me up and I'm gonna be honest, Bartholomew, I don't remember what happened, I don't remember anything, all I know is that you've been kind of weird and distant, and we haven't found or heard from Bob, and the world seems weird, and I just, the thing that broke the camel's back was that I couldn't get this grime off of a dish, and then the water and the burns, and I just, oh, where's Bob, okay, can you just look me in the eye and tell me that he's okay, or that we, you know, he's fine. Like, what happened? What happened in the bowels?
Okay. I can take those questions one at a time.
Okay.
So, question one. What happened in the bowels?
What happened? Why have you been so weird?
You say you don't remember anything.
No, I remember being in front of a lot of screens and then this blinding light.
And then I thought I remembered something else, but maybe I didn't, and I don't know. The thing I remember most is waking up and you were standing over me, and as soon as I was okay, you left the room all flushed.
Okay. Beatrix, before I answer your questions, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you know information that another person doesn't, and you think it might shock them to hear all of that information at once, but you also have a history with this person of withholding information because you think that's best, and that ended up hurting them at that time, is it better to repeat your old patterns and withhold the information because in a way that didn't work out too bad, though it's now hurting you quite a bit and you're scared it might hurt them? Or are you better just to put all the facts on the table and trust that they know how to deal with it, even though it might cause an internal crisis? It's a hypothetical.
Okay, Bartholomew, I'm going to answer those questions one at a time.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry. I don't know where all this water is coming from. It's so hot and soapy.
Thank you. This is what I needed, Al.
What do you mean, Bob? Bob?
Something happens when I get stressed, Al. I remember things, like what I brought down here with me, and how long it takes me to wire a bomb. And by my estimation, Al, I have more than enough time as the water fills this chamber.
You know I'm not going to let you do that, Bob.
I know you're not. I don't think you can stop me, Al. Can you?
What about your friends, Bob?
They're not coming, Al.
But they're still here.
Yeah, they are. And they're gonna regenerate. I remember. I remember what you did to me.
Bartholomew, it sounds to me like you've been really lonely in your thoughts for a long time. And it sounds like they've gone over and around and under and back and forth so many times that you've kind of potentially lost where they even began or how to even start thinking about them, let alone get to where you were just saying. And I don't know, if it were me, I'd want you to talk to me. Talk to me like you know me. Talk to me like it mattered, and I'm sure, even if it was hard, I'd understand. Or, in this case, a hypothetical person. You're talking about Bob, right?
Not exactly. Okay. To answer your question about what happened down in the bowels, and why I've been acting weird, and ultimately to circle back to where Bob is, we need to start from the beginning. And at this point, you've known me long enough in this form, this new you, that I hope you can trust me.
Of course I trust you, Bartholomew.
You know how we were supposed to have arrived on a ship?
Yeah.
Well, we did.
Hey, geez, oh, hey, guys, I hope this isn't an important conversation, but I got some pretty big news.
I mean,
Al, can you just give us a second, please?
I literally could only give you probably 5 minutes and 47 seconds now.
What?
Oh boy. Oh geez, oh man.
Okay.
Something's happening. Something bad.
Al, this was going to be sort of a big conversation. I was going to explain my whole history with Beatrix and me and Bob and there's a lot to cover in that time. I'm not sure that 5 minutes and 47 seconds will do it.
That'll be 5:30.
Is it working? Is it working?
Oh my God, Bob!
Beatrix, Bartholomew, Barney, can you hear me?
Oh my gosh, where have you been? It's been days!
I don't have time. I've moved up the time schedule. You have 30 seconds. Hold on to something.
30 seconds? What are you talking about?
Okay, Beatrix, I have 30 seconds. I have to get this out before whatever happens. You need to hear this.
Get what out?
We were on a ship, but you don't remember because you reiterated and something went wrong with that reiteration. But we were on a ship and we got close and you and I, we went through a lot of experiences together. I hid from you the fact that we're not sure what our real mission is anymore and we sort of started falling in something like love or whatever as we were building a house near mud and then we got stuck in this underground and now you're here and now you don't remember all of that, but it was really, really meaningful to me, and I think it was to you at one point. And we started to find that again when we were down in the bowels, and then we came back here after we kissed or resuscitated or whatever, and that's why I've been acting odd.
Bartholomew!
Okay, Al. Let's see how we do this in the reboot, huh?
Ow! I'm exploding right now! This hurts a lot!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Episode.
God, I love you guys so much.
I'm exploding right now.
Wow, that was a big one.
A Fable and Folly production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm going to say to Sarah, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire. We're going to be on fire, baby.
And this tension relaxes. A tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. Choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.